Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is going to drive me crazy, so I'm going to do it that way. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6, and then the Players Lounge at 7. Cooper DeGene, there we go. There was something different, wasn't there, Dave? Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't going crazy. Cooper DeGene will be the special guest at the Players Lounge today. Coop! So, you said the ladies love Coop, right? Last time he was a Players Lounge?
Who said that?
I think you said it. You didn't say it?
Maybe. I might have said that. Yep.
Sorry. So that was that an off-air
thing? His girlfriend
thing?
Is still in town. Oh. I don't know.
So, no, yeah. Not Coop loves the ladies.
Yeah.
But the other way around.
Yeah.
The other way around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. Whoops. Well, actually.
No, because I did that, and he brought her with him. She was with him the second time.
Well.
I had to tell Hugh, like, no, don't.
She's getting on the plane right now.
Right.
Yeah. To get to Philadelphia. While we're talking about private conversations, text message from Jack yesterday at halftime.
Yeah.
He says, I'm nervous that this is a one-score game. And I'm like, Jack, it's 27-15.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
So I thought it was 25-17.
I'm looking at the score.
No,
and I'm
I know. Like,
you know, state size you had yesterday. Yeah.
Dude, I had a top tier beer selection. Just letting everyone know. I don't know how it got to 55. Frankly, like, yeah. When they scored to make it at 40 something, I think I stopped paying attention.
Right.
Really,
I know you did.
When it got to 55, it was like, how that happened?
Yeah, Shipley. Right?
Yes.
I think Shipley got the last touchdown.
Yeah, well, after Shipley he got chased down. Yeah.
Yeah. Got caught.
He got caught. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. He's not Saquon.
Well,
yeah.
He's a.
Well, you know why he got caught? Because he went to cover the ball up.
Well, that's just ball security.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get.
Heads up play.
You're going to get caught from behind. You're not going to. You're a. I don't know, an invigorating white, but you're not exciting if you're going to get caught from behind.
Well, hold on.
Don't hate on Shipley, man.
No, I'm just going to say.
That's going to be our number two back next year.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you don't.
Never seen Kenny Gainwell break one that far.
Oh, come on.
Well, have you
don't hate on Gainwell. Guy's got a concussion.
I'm not hating on the guy. Yeah. I'm just saying.
He's a 6 yards at a time guy.
He is.
Kenny G's not a game breaker.
So, after the game.
Yes.
Here was Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen Hurts.
Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Come here. You know, we talked about this game coming in. Neither one of your teams, this team, your team, or Washington, they did not turn the ball over today. You created all four turnovers and all scored touchdowns after every one of them. What does that say about your football team?
Yeah, first and foremost, everything good in our life comes from God, so thank God for that.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
He's a stud.
He is a stud.
I knew he was going to play that way. I knew it. Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
All right. So there's Nick. Will you stop it? Or you're not going to be allowed at Chickies anymore.
Oh, wow.
Holy moly. So here was Jalen talking about his coach, Nick Sirianni, who just wins.
I mean, to get all that praise from coach post-game on stage, and what's it like playing for Coach Sirianni?
Well, he's done a great job. He's done a great job. I guess he let me on my straight jacket a little bit today.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of, what did Jack say? Appreciate you.
Appreciate you?
Yeah. It is the weirdest relationship I've ever seen.
And I can't tell if he was, there's people saying he was just being sarcastic, like he was joking around. But I've never seen him, like, joke before.
Yeah. He chuckled.
I was going to say, weird. Did he? I didn't see it. Did he, I don't know, did he have a smile afterwards? I have no idea. I don't know.
He did a smile. He did a laugh beforehand.
Yeah, okay. He went, they said, what's it like playing for Sirianni? He went, huh, coach did a great job.
He's a man of few words.
He is a man of few words.
He really is.
When it comes to coach, he's a man of few words. Any other time, he can give you a lot up there when he wants to give you a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to have them both at WIP for Lie Detector Day. I think what I would love to hear. It does hurt saying what he said about them taking the straitjacket off of him. Mm-hmm. It does speak to them specifically asking him, obviously, and him knowing since the bye week that his role as a thrower would be minimized. You know, and it's weird because there are a lot of throws that he has the opportunity to make that he hasn't. And I do wonder what his mental role has been in all of this. Like, he's obviously done what they've asked him to do, and he's done it the way that they've asked him to do it. But to go from the way they started playing this season and that first game mm-hmm. to what it ended up being, which was, you know, 17 to 20 throws every game, mm-hmm. it was a huge change. And I do wonder, moving forward after this year, look, even if they win the Super Bowl, you know, we talked about AJ getting paid and that'll settle everything down. It settles everything down until you don't get the ball and you want to play and you're a proud player. So I do wonder, I know we have a game in 2 weeks, but I do wonder what this looks like moving forward, the offense itself, because I don't get the sense that Jalen loves throwing the ball 18 times a game.
Well, I think he loves not turning the ball over.
Well, for sure, yeah.
Well, when he was throwing it 30-plus times a game, what was happening?
We just turned the ball over. I agree. Yeah. Well, no, I agree. I agree in what they've done. Mm-hmm. But players don't think that way all the time. You know, I don't think he thinks.
Well, here's what Jalen doesn't like. If you're wondering about, I think he's okay with it. I really do. What he doesn't like is being criticized over it.
Right.
Right. So if you're saying they took the ball out of his hands, they don't let him throw anymore because he can't throw, and that's the stuff he does not like.
Sure.
Because he's basically saying, we win football games, I'm a part of it, and that's not good enough. And so I think he doesn't enjoy his game being under the microscope like it is. And it's not just locally. They were talking about it last week on ESPN. Like, it's he doesn't like that narrative around him that he can't do it when he's done it in the past.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 215.
Nope. Well, and I would say this.
Yep.
This is where the frustration will come in, because it almost feels as if he's being nitpicked at. Like, you're nitpicking. Team wins. They win. They blow teams out. And the numbers don't look good enough. His numbers don't look good enough. Right? And I think that's why his message has been over the last couple of weeks, well, I don't play for the numbers. We play this game to win. Winning is going to look different. I've done it differently. I've done it this way. I've done it that way. But the main thing that's been consistent is we win. That's when you're a quarterback and that's what you're judged off of, he wants that to be talked about more than anything else, is that he's a winning quarterback. He wins games.
I think if he wins the Super Bowl, I think that is what will be talked about.
Yeah, but it shouldn't take him just winning the Super Bowl. When he's been in the playoffs 4 straight years. Now he has over a 500 record in the playoffs. He's beaten some of the game's best quarterbacks. Like, in his eyes, like, the other guys don't get judged. They haven't won Super Bowls either.
Right,
like, Joe Burrow hasn't won a Super Bowl. None of those guys have.
But I do think Burrow maybe not as much. I do think Lamar Jackson gets judged. I do think Josh Allen gets judged. I think those guys.
Josh Allen doesn't get judged that way because everybody says he's a top 3 quarterback every year.
Well, before the year, the players said that he was
the most. Those are players. I'm talking about media.
Overrated. But I do think media questions Josh Allen. I do think they question
Lamar
Jackson.
Not like Jalen Hurts, though.
No, but I also think that, yeah. I
know you're going to say he's better. That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
because
you look at
that.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I'm saying, from his standpoint, I win. I win football games. I'm in the playoffs every year. He's saying that's what he should be applauded for versus picking apart his game. Like, that's right. That's,
yeah. And I think if he
and
was
Lamar got picked apart because everybody wanted to label him a runner.
Right.
Right? Even though he won multiple MVPs and all this other stuff, they still pick his game apart.
Yeah, well, and that's where, like, ultimately, winning games is great, but ultimately, when you're a quarterback, those guys get get just like a.
Well, he's gone to two Super Bowls now.
Yes, but he has to win.
To get your credit.
No, if your thing is you're a winner and you don't put up numbers but you just win, then you have to win Super Bowl.
Yeah, but nobody else is winning Super Bowls but Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Oh, yep. He did on a loaded team after being a loser for a decade.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But they had those questions about Stafford that, like, every time I bring up Philip Rivers, he put up numbers, but you say he didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, I think those things are fair. I think if you're going to give quarterbacks credit for wins, then why stop? Did you see what I'm saying? You're either a winner and that's what you do, mm-hmm. and it's not the numbers. But then you have to win a Super Bowl. Like otherwise people can say, well, the reason that you haven't won a Super Bowl is because you don't produce enough.
Right. But what I'm saying is he'll be the only guy that wins a Super Bowl and we'll look at his numbers and say he got carried to the Super Bowl to win. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they'll go win the Super Bowl and he'll throw for 180 and it'll be he didn't do enough where it, Saquon, you know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't get the credit that he feels he deserves.
I think if he wins the Super Bowl, that will quiet down. I think that side will quiet down.
All right.
215-592-9494. Louis, Nebraska, you're on WIP.
It's like Kenny. I can feel it when you walk. Oh, hello? Hello?
We got you, Louis. Lock in.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Josh, you know, I don't think Jalen played a good game yesterday because he's just not that guy. You know what I mean, Jack?
Yeah, he threw for too many yards, actually,
So, Louis, what was the difference? See, this is amusing to me. There was a difference between yesterday and the week before, right?
100%.
And what was the he played better, right?
Yeah, well, okay. It was the straight jacket. You didn't see he had the straight jacket on in the snowball?
He played better. Why can't you?
Well, he also didn't play well against the Packers. There was no snow in that one.
He played okay against the Packers.
It was one of the – never mind.
You guys know I love
it. Oh, would you play down?
And to also make fun of you at the same time. I just think now because Kellamore didn't get the Cowboys job, he actually could focus.
He
on
did.
The game plan.
Yeah.
He said, you know what?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get the job that I wanted, let me bust open this playbook and let me show you what I really do. You know what I mean? How incredible, okay, did Jalen look? He almost looked like Kenny Pickett because I know, you know, Spike and Fritz are Kenny Pickett fans, how he gets the ball out quick, you know, throws the ball away. How many.
Yes.
Throwaway balls did Jalen have yesterday? I mean, did he not look like the best quarterback in the league besides Mahomes, of course?
No, Josh Allen still does. But, I mean, he does. We can grow up a little bit. But, like, he played really well yesterday. Like, credit to him. I mean, yeah, he did the
things. Who looked better yesterday, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts?
Josh Allen. But, like, I just don't understand what's so hard about this. We've been asking for him to throw with anticipation, push the ball down the field, be accurate, and play quarterback at Iowa, and he did it. Congrats! He didn't do that against the Packers. He didn't do that against the Rams. I know they won, but that's because of the team, not because of him. Like, listen, what is so hard about? What's the disconnect here? What's the disconnect? I don't get the disconnect. We're all happy to win the Super Bowl. It's like yesterday.
How did Josh Allen play better than Jalen?
He dominated that game yesterday.
He took with 237.
He is a monster. He's one of Matt Collins, not AJ Brown.
Guys, that's true. I feel like obviously we saw 2022 Jalen Hurts yesterday.
Yes.
I feel like just like the meltdown of last season, I think there was something going on. There's something going on that we don't know about or your insiders don't know about is the reason why we scored 55 points yesterday. And listen, nobody on this show or on this planet ever expected us to blow them out like they did yesterday based off of the whole season and the last two playoff games. So, listen, I know we're going to criticize. We got 2 weeks to talk about everything.
Yep.
I just want to let you guys know, like I called in last week, that this guy is the best in the world. Jake Elliott is the best in the world.
Oh, Jake Elliott.
And when you have another opportunity to show why you're the best, you're going to see that. So I feel like obviously this is a whole different team than 22. We have the best running attack in the league with one of the best quarterbacks in the league, obviously. And I have no doubt that we're going to win, even though we're going against the scheme of Big Red and, you know, undoubtedly maybe the Michael Jordan of football. So, and I'm not talking about Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I think this is our time.
Hey, we have Michael Jordan.
I think this is our time. Can I get some Ike juice before I leave?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. What could you possibly be doing, Buzz?
No, Buzz.
Buzz.
He must be drinking that Ike juice.
Buzz is already in New Orleans.
He's going to say he was taking a phone call. There's it's the only explanation.
He wasn't taking a phone call. The lines are the full.
Buzz.
We're talking to Angelina.
Oh, jeez. Oh, classic.
Thank God. You guys figuring out how to rip everybody off next year in the Fantasy League? Is that what you're doing? How many more hundreds of dollars do I have to send Ike or Lake in or whatever just to work here?
He went back in his hole.
Buzz is always he's never nervous to crack the mic.
No, yes.
Except when he forgot Ike. Geez.
Yeah. You asked him to talk. Oh, he can hear you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, Angelina wasn't talking there. 215-592-9494. Teron in Sicklerville. You're on WIP. What's up, Teron?
Hey, guys. Jack, I just wanted to see, man, when Ike came on with that chant, with that victory chant, I just want to see if you got a timing on that one. That one was long. I think that's the best one all year.
Well, and I thought he's going to cut it short. And then he found more.
For it to go away yet. I wanted to keep it longer.
Cracked at the end, though.
Yeah, you did have less of a voice crack at the end.
You held that down. We're getting a certain age, man. I know where you got that win from. But
I know, man. Listen. Never mind.
Yep. The second one, huh?
You leave that alone. But anyway, guys, quick, I'm going to get right out of here. Listen, man, all day listener from start my morning to finish, but this is the one show that I like to be active with. I just had, because of all the haters and everything, like, oh, y'all just get lucky all the time. I'll tell you something. Skill gets you to the Super Bowl. Luck doesn't. Luck gets you a play or two, but you got that skill to get this far. Luck ain't going to get you through all this, Ike, we've been here before a couple years ago. We've been here before. Third time's a charm, buddy. We're going to get another one.
I love it.
All I got, guys. Man, I love the show. Really excited. Let's go finish this thing up.
Let's go, Birds. Let's go finish it.
Well, yeah, we got to win it now.
Yeah.
We got to win it now. Like, I was trying to think before the game. Well, we get to the Super Bowl. It's fun just being there. If you win, but they got to win it now.
Yeah.
The second time against the Chiefs, the opportunity for Sirianni and Hurts to truly cement themselves in Eagles history and NFL history in a meaningful way. They got to win this game now. they're a point and a half underdogs, essentially a coin flip game, going up against one of the greatest runs. That this Mahomes Reed run is one of the greatest runs in NFL history. They got to win this game.
You got to play almost a perfect game. I mean, that's how you used to have to beat the Patriots. The Patriots were just steady as you go, and they wait for you to make mistakes. They wait for you to turn the ball over, and that's how you would lose against the Patriots. It's very similar to that with the Chiefs. They rarely beat themselves. So now the good thing for us is, knock on wood, we haven't turned the ball over in ages.
It's actually crazy.
But we don't turn the ball over. Jalen doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, that's really what would turn that game over. To a blowout yesterday was all the fumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forced those fumbles. And so you can't do that against the Chiefs. You got to play almost a perfect game. I hate going back to the last Super Bowl, but that, some would say, even though it happened early enough in the game, some would say that was the difference in the game, the one turnover we had in that game.
The one can be enough.
Yeah.
It can be enough.
And that's how the Chiefs normally win. So when you play a team like that, we got to be at our best. The good thing is I feel like this is a disciplined team. We're not an undisciplined team, right? Despite the emotions that normally flow with CJ, GJ. But that's usually just with Lattimore. And we're not playing against Lattimore. Chiefs don't really have those type of players where you're out there doing a lot of bickering and talking. So, but listen, the players that were here a couple years ago, they want this one.
Yeah.
They want this one.
The
grass shouldn't be a problem.
No, it's turf side. Yeah.
It's turf. We're indoors.
Man, Saquon on turf, too.
Ooh.
Looks even faster.
Let me tell you this with Saquon. Every game he has like this takes me back to sitting out that last game of the season.
But he has these because he sat out that last game of the season.
I know that's one way to look at it.
He hurt his hand the last game. He hurt his calf this game.
That's one way to look at it. Yep. I understand all of that.
I knew this was going to come up. 318.
I'm just saying, he would have played. He would have got the record. We would have got him out of there.
If this ends up with him having the most yards ever for a running back, playoffs and regular season included, and a Super Bowl,
yeah,
are we letting the Dickerson record go?
No.
No. Never. Because quite frankly, this all-time, this record including the playoffs is a bogus record.
No, it's a real record.
No, sure, it's bogus.
It's bogus. This is the first time I've heard of him, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't talk about Terrell Davis and just total
the
yards.
Overall game? Yeah. Come on.
We don't talk about that.
Grow up, Spike.
Come on, man. Look, this is how good Saquon is, man.
I am going to continue to say.
He's getting the MVP of the Super Bowl.
That week off was helpful. Was helpful. Looking at the pop he has early in these games after the amount of runs he's had this year, I'm still going to look at it.
Does he look tired?
No, because he had 2 weeks off.
He looks like the same player.
He looks the same as he always looks.
I can't believe you guys are still stuck on that. By the way,
they spit in the face of history.
By the way, if you're listening, there's a lot of new people listening to the show today. I think with the Eagles on the way to the Super Bowl. So if you're listening, we're on 2 to 6 every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ike Reese right there.
Yep.
I'm Spike Eskin. That's Jack Fritz.
Shout out to Andy Bloom. He's listening.
Who? Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Did he text you?
He's on his way to the airport. He came in to the game.
Oh, really?
Came in for the game, yeah.
Is he not a Vikings fan?
I think so, but I think he's still spent time here. He's still
Are you a fraud fan, Andy? Did you jump to the Eagles after Sam Darnold choked in Los Angeles or in Arizona?
In Arizona, yes.
Can't have two favorite teams, especially if they're in the same conference, buddy.
Lakin does.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lakin's a fraud. We found that out on Lie Detector Day.
He was rooting for the Diamondbacks.
One other thing. It's amazing. I don't think we've mentioned him all day. When the offense doesn't look good, we are very quick to say Kellen Moore doesn't call any good plays. Nobody's schemed open. Kellen Moore had a good day yesterday. We saw a few things yesterday that we haven't seen we haven't seen at all.
Yeah.
The first Saquon touchdown, that pitch – how many times have they run that play this year? Three times? That's not normally how they run Saquon, that first touchdown. Yeah. The two jet sweep plays to Dallas Goedert, I can't remember seeing at all.
Right.
And give credit to Jalen, obviously, for throwing those passes that he threw, but like somebody's got to call him. So if we're gonna criticize Kellen Moore that the offense looks too vanilla when they put up 55 points, he's got to get some credit too, I think.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They knew going in that game plan, we're going to have to throw the ball.
Well, also maybe the pressure of the friggin' Dallas job is off
Hiring
of his plate.
Brian shot. He ought to be thankful he got saved from that job.
Oh, yeah.
He was saving his good plays for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Figured out when he wasn't getting the Cowboys job.
Now he doesn't need it.
That he can use them and they're going to go win the Super Bowl.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk about the toughness of this team, but also a rumor regarding the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles that would make him just a little bit more like Josh Harris. just a little bit.
They better win.
I didn't see Josh Harris yesterday.
There were some.
I didn't see him either.
I saw some fans taking photos of him looking sad.
I saw him shaking hands with Lurie before the game, but that was the only time I saw him. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can enjoy all the big game action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Chickies and Pete's online, chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show coming up here at 6 o'clock. Players Lounge at 7 with special guest Cooper DeGene.
Coop.
During the Brandon Graham Show, we are going to try to press Brandon into saying that he will play in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. He wants to play.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, just Elliot and I will certainly try to get as much information as we can.
It would be on top of what has already been a really cool year.
Oh, my God.
BG getting back for the Super Bowl.
Oh, it would be incredible.
And by the way, they're not losing if he gets back for the Super Bowl.
Couple things.
Yes, sir.
Medically cleared. Because if he goes out there and something happens.
Right, yes. He's got to be medically cleared.
Yes.
Yep.
Can he sign a waiver like T.O. did?
Probably could.
Yep.
I bet he'd do it.
I just wonder, would it be a ceremonial thing where they just put him out there a couple – because I don't know how healed he is. I don't know. Only he knows.
Yep.
You put him out there. You don't want to put him out there and he can't tackle or he can't perform.
They got to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even him – dressing, to be honest with you, and I actually
that's a sign that if they let him dress. Yeah.
The I was stunned that they kept Juergens active yesterday and didn't start him.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, what is he active for if he's not starting? If he can't play, he can't play. And then there we are in the second half with Cam Juergens in the game.
Yeah, the moments before the inactives get posted, Jeff McClain tweets out.
That he's out.
That he's out.
Yes. And then I saw Rap Sheet tweet that he was active.
Yes.
I was like, what is going on?
So, yeah, we were confused, and we were debating this in the pregame show. And I'm like, well, he's obviously going to start, else why would you make him active?
Right.
And if he's the starter, why wouldn't he start if he's active?
Right.
And then when he didn't, I mean, Elliot had told us that he was hearing that Jalen was warming up with Landon as the center. I'm like, so we're wasting a spot.
And as it turned out,
they needed him.
It was the right move.
Yeah.
We always do the hypothetical, like, just have him there break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah.
And that's what he was.
And it actually.
That's what it was. Yeah.
It was an emergency.
Because they didn't want to have the rookie out there playing. I guess his name is Nick Gates.
Yes.
I think he's a rookie.
Especially next to Steen.
Yeah.
You know, then all of a sudden that entire section of the line, the middle part of the line, is two guys that are not normally in that spot.
Right. So, no, I meant before. Yeah, you're right. If Dickerson goes out.
If Dickerson goes out.
Yeah. Yep.
Here was Cam Juergens on the entire situation after the game. Got a little choked up.
What does this feel like for you?
I'm just so proud of this team. Just want to say thanks to the trainers, Joe, Tom. It was a long week.
Yeah, I feel your emotions, Cam. What happened this week? We were all shocked by the back injury. When did it pop up for you? How did you work through it?
You know, it's just, you know, it's football, it's violence. So just fighting. And this team's got so much fight. I love it. We're going to win this next one.
Yeah. You are headed to the Super Bowl, but what happened at halftime for you to step in and do what you did after Landon went down? What was said?
I was trying to get ready to go for the game. I knew it wasn't best for the team, and I just knew I was going to have to be ready in case anything happened. And that was my role today, and Landon went down. We ain't here without Landon. Yeah.
When did you know you weren't starting? Did they tell you after your pregame warm-up? I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah, it was at the start.
Yeah.
Trying to see how it feels.
And how do you feel now, Cam?
I feel like I'm going to the Super Bowl.
That's perfectly said. Great job, bud.
Thank you.
She tried.
Yep.
Several times.
Yep, and he wouldn't. It just sounds like the back must have been pretty tough this week for him not to start the game.
Sure.
You know, it must have been pretty, for him not to get in there, must have been pretty tough.
Yes.
You know? So a rumor came, this was last night, Bill Simmons tweets, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie is in the running to buy the Boston Celtics. He's a Boston native with degrees from Clark, Brandeis, and BU. His first big company was called Chestnut Hill Productions. Huge Celts fan, obviously. So this is, from what I understand, this is true, that bidding, in my understanding, started last week on the Celtics. Their valuation is somewhere between $6 and $7 billion, but there will be multiple bidders and probably will end at around $10 billion. That would be the guess. Now, remember, it's only the one owner selling, the majority owner, Wick Grosbeck. So the thought would be you wouldn't need the entire $10 billion because the other owners will stay on and would have to pay in to the rest of that. But this is definitely a real thing. And I think the interesting thing with how we look at Josh Harris and then how other owners look at Josh Harris, because we look at Josh Harris being like, how could you own teams in different cities? You're not, you know, you're not Philly guy, blah, 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 blah. But I think other owners look at that and are sort of envious in that he is able to build a sports empire by having more than one team. You know, he has a European soccer team. He's got these three teams. David Blitzer actually owns part of the Guardians as well. So this is a real thing, could really happen. I don't know if it will happen, but it definitely could happen. And I'm interested to see what the reaction would be if Jeffrey Lurie owns the Celtics.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any reaction. I wouldn't. I mean, he owns the Eagles. He's an Eagles owner. that's looking to, I guess, purchase another team. I know Sixers, Celtics, sort of back and forth. I guess if the Sixers were a team that was competing for a championship against the Celtics, I think you would have a stronger reaction.
Yes.
From people.
Sort of like I didn't care when Josh Harris bought the Commanders, but Now the Commanders are good and we're playing in the championship game, and I can't stand it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think it would be quiet until those sorts of things happened. And I get it from a financial perspective. I get all of those things. But it is – in a town like this, I think – and, you know, the Eagles win the Super Bowl. You know, he could buy anything and people wouldn't care. But if we are in a moment where the Sixers and the Celtics are competing for the Eastern Conference Championship or something, it'll be weird, would be weird. And the only thing I would say is that he – it's certainly easier to concentrate on the Eagles when the only sports team you own is the Eagles. You know, so I wonder if he owns two, if there is an elevated role for somebody like Howie. Like, I wonder...
Well, how much bigger of a role does he need?
I don't know. I wonder, maybe does Howie get a piece of the team? Is Howie... No. Like, because I do think you need more infrastructure on the Eagles. I know this is getting in the weeds, but on the Eagles side, if Lurie's attention is split between two teams rather than one.
Yeah, I don't want to minimize what he does because he is the owner, but I don't think he's doing anything day-to-day that needs to be... that affects the team.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he's more of a business side of things, so getting deals done and all that type of stuff. I think he allows Don Smolinski to handle a lot. He certainly handles a lot. And then Howie basically runs the football team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you can't lose Howie, by the way, if that happens. Because we've talked a couple of times. It's like, is there a next step for Howie? And he's said over the last few years, well, I won't be here forever, blah, 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 blah. You can't lose Howie in that situation.
No.
I would tell you that. He becomes even more important.
Yeah, did you ever think you would say that?
No.
It's remarkable.
Yeah. It really is remarkable.
Yeah.
It really is incredible.
Well, again, not to minimize Howie, it's not evaluating talent. That's not his strength. He's listening to people who know what talent looks like.
Yeah, but there has to be the person who does that and the person who hires those people.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I'm just saying, as you put a football team.
He's not the one grinding.
Yes, he's not. It's not like the old GMs of Ernie Accorsi and all these guys that were football guys. They were sitting there looking at film.
Yes.
Like, the biggest thing Howie does is knows how to keep his talent.
By the way.
That part is important.
I think if you were to ask Howie, he might have a different.
About evaluating talent?
Yes.
Well, if he's been honest with himself, you hired him, right? You listen to your scouts.
Yeah.
That's where they got in trouble, is when they weren't listening
to
the football people, right? That's how you end up with Arthego Whiteside and some of the players that we ended up with.
215-592-9494. Richard in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How's everything?
Hey, what's up, Richard?
Really, well, the Eagles are going to Super Bowl, so we're pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a two-part question for you, but I'm going to make it a little tougher for you. Who is your MVP, or who would you get a game ball to? But I'll make it tougher in this sense. You know, because it could be me. I wore my gangrene defense sweater for the last few games. Some of y'all probably don't even remember that, and I think that helped. But would it be Saquon? Would you get him the game ball? Jalen, Carter, Shipley, Vaughn, Sirianni? Even the Hard Rock Cafe for keeping them Washington Commanders away from us. I might even get him a game ball. It could be Jeremy Delane. Even the skinny beast would have played center. Devontae Smith would have played center if asked, because somebody is building a good team where people take care of each other. Would it be Howie, Jeffrey? And no matter who you decide, maybe we just need to call Oprah so that you can get a ball. I can get a ball. Anybody can get a ball. Who would you consider the game ball winner after hearing all that?
Well, yesterday, it's hard to find one person to give a game ball
to. Yeah, Jack's going to have to give out.
Yesterday, pretty much everybody.
I'll be honest with you. I think it was Jalen. For me.
As the top person yesterday?
Yeah. I think, to your point, there are a lot of players who had a big part in yesterday's game. A lot of players who had a big part in yesterday's game. If Landon Dickerson doesn't tough it out, if Cam Jurgens doesn't tough it out, if Saquon doesn't do what he does. But I think the difference.
Defense created what, three or four turnovers?
Three.
Defense created three turnovers. But I think if I look at why that game was a blowout, the difference between that game being a blowout and a one-score game in the fourth quarter is Jalen playing the way that he did.
You know, if Jalen doesn't throw that pass on fourth and five, if Jalen doesn't play the way that he does, I think that game is a normal Eagles game where we're sweating it out in the fourth quarter. And because he had the game that he had, I thought that made a huge difference. I thought it was a blowout because of the way Jalen played.
I hear you. You know, I also want one too. But you know, I was in Royal Buffet eating. I had a hard time because it was my godson's birthday. I wanted to go to the game, but I'm like, family, Eagles. It was a struggle. And I thought they had TVs in it. It's the first time I watched an entire game from my cell phone. And everybody in there was looking at me because I'm yelling, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! You know, so I think even I can get one. I'm just saying, maybe Oprah should give everybody one, even the fans, because I think everybody played a role. But you're right. You know, we know Saquon and Jalen, they always get it. So let me ask you this. Who do you think, other than Saquon and Jalen, needs to be impactful for potentially a game ball in 2 weeks?
Wow,
thank you for the call, Richard.
I tell you, Kansas City, they're not an explosive team, right? Them and the Eagles, I think, have the most possessions, 10-plus play possessions in the league. I think Kansas City is number one. So most of their possessions are time-consuming, just matriculate the ball down the field.
I think the Commanders were up there, too, by
Commanders
the way.
Up there, and they go for it a lot on fourth down, so yep. they rarely punt. So, yeah, I look at that Chiefs team, and you're like, yeah, how are they doing it? Travis Kelce is not even an explosive player.
No.
Like, I mean, Juju Schuster-Smith isn't going to run past anybody, and neither is D Hop.
No. Worthy, they've been using more.
Worthy, yeah, they've been trying. Yeah, Worthy is the one explosive player they do have.
He's barely a receiver. He's almost like he's like a gadget player.
Yeah,
he's like Percy Harvin.
Yeah. Yep.
Ike, why don't you tell everybody about Elite Acura, and then I will tell you what I'm most scared of about the Chiefs. Go ahead.
All right. Experience luxury reimagined with the all-new Acura ADX at Elite Acura. Now, this just isn't any old SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology, featuring a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system, the most advanced AccuWatch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingertips. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. And right now, you can get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today, located off Route 73 North in Maple Shade, or schedule your VIP test drive at EliteAcura.com. It's like I always tell you, no one can compete with Elite. Tell them Mike sent you. Limited time offer. See dealer for details. Vehicle features and availability may vary.
The thing that scares me about the two things that worry me the most about the Chiefs is one, Spags. We're not turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. Even that blitz at the end of the game yesterday to blow up that final play.
That's the one thing
he's
going to do. He's going to blitz. He's going to blitz. He learned that from Jim Johnson.
And the other thing is I picked Buffalo, and then 5 minutes into that game, I said to myself, oh, I know what's going to happen in this game. Whatever Buffalo scores, the Chiefs will score just enough more to win the game. Mm-hmm. And there is – it is whatever they are. It's not a talent thing. It's that they have – almost figured out what they need to do to win the game, and they find a way to do it every time. And in a one-score game in the fourth quarter where the Eagles usually come away with those wins, I don't want to – being in that situation with the Kansas City Chiefs feels like you're praying for a miracle. Like you're playing for a fumble out of nowhere or something like that. Those are the two things that worry me the most.
That's kind of why I don't want to play – or I didn't want to play Kansas City. Right? Because you're fighting against so much to have to beat Kansas City. We haven't even brought up the officials. That'll be coming up at some point before we get to the Super Bowl. Everybody believes the officials are cheating for them. Well, if that's the case, then that's something else we have to overcome.
Yes.
Right? Bad calls, timely calls, missed calls. Right? So, well, I mean, this is who we got to dance with. This is who is there. And so we're in order for us to win our second ever Super Bowl. This is what it has to be. And you're right. You said something that I thought about that. Yeah, I guess that would be pretty cool to, you know, your two Super Bowl wins to come against the great Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and then the great Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Maybe the two
Those
best.
Those are nice feathers in your cap to have.
Maybe the two best coaches of all time, the two best quarterbacks of all time.
When the Giants look at that doofus that won two Super Bowls for them, they get a chance to say he beat Tom Brady twice.
Yes, they say it a lot.
All the time.
They say it a lot. Yes. Yeah. They're still saying it. We're talking about Saquon Barkley, and they're just pointing to those Super Bowls.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Jasmine in Georgia. You're on WIP. What's up, Jazz?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jazz. What's happening?
Hey, so I have a lot to say.
Okay.
The boys were in their bag yesterday. They were cooking, eating, leaving no scraps on the table. Everybody was putting in the work. You got Jalen being decisive, quicker in the pocket, Saquon being the beast that he is. Shout out to the Giants for giving us the gift that keeps on giving. A.J. Smitty, Dallas, like the entire team, Dickerson Juergens, like playing through the pain, working together, Carter channeling his inner Rocky with the right hook, you know, everybody was just firing on all cylinders. But I do want to say, even though the momentum kind of went down a bit after that fake punt from the Commies, they kept their head in the game, even with all that tomfoolery with Louisville and Lattimore. They weren't distracted. Yep. So, I mean, they've come a long way since the bye week. This is the standard. Yesterday was a standard. Remember in the beginning of the season, talking about the standard? We were tired of hearing about it. This is the standard. So they just need to stick with it. Like, I love the brotherhood of this team, the fan base. Eagles are everywhere. So we just got to go ahead, win this thing. America is counting on us to get, like, to prevent this three-peat. So it's hunting season. Let's hunt. And one more thing. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's get it, guys.
There you go.
Do you think America's rooting for the Eagles?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I said, my wife does not like football. And she doesn't even like the Eagles. She doesn't like any of it. And yesterday, I was watching that second game, and I was like, well, it's going to be the Chiefs. And she goes, I hate the Chiefs. And for somebody who doesn't even like football to know that they hate the Chiefs.
Well, she probably hates the Taylor Swift stuff.
Maybe, but she's like 40. It's not even like she's, you know what I mean? It's not even like, but I think maybe it opened that
up. I think that's why some people are tired of the Chiefs.
Yes. Yeah. It's just
a little overexposure.
Yeah, it's just been too much, I think. And I don't think anyone, I don't think nationally people like Philadelphia or the Philadelphia Eagles, but I think when they're presented with this choice between Kansas City and Philadelphia, I think the story of Philadelphia is something they'll root for more than the story of Kansas City.
Yeah, listen, there'll be some Chiefs fans out there that obviously want to see them three-peat and make history. But I think you look at casual fans or fans of other fan bases, with the exception of the Cowboys, I'm sure they don't want us to win anything. The Giants fans may not want us to win anything. I would imagine the other teams around the league and their fan bases, like I said, they're probably tired of Kansas City winning. Like, if we weren't in the Super Bowl, would we be rooting for Kansas City to win?
I probably would be.
Well, you definitely would be.
Well, I want to see a three-peat.
Well, I would, too.
I think that's, who am I talking to?
I mean, Mr. Andy Reid over here.
He's dead to me. He's no longer an Eagle, great Eagles coach.
Get him out of here.
Sirianni's one win away from taking over the Andy Reid place as the best coach in Eagles history.
And removing Doug, huh?
Yeah,
you already forgot about Dougie P.
Two Super Bowl appearances.
And win one?
And yeah. The funniest part about the Doug thing, I just thought about this. He actually was kind of right about the new norm.
Except he didn't
get to be a part of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Missed three Super Bowls in 7 years.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, and the thing with Andy is that we pretty much recognize that he is the best coach in Eagles history. Now, how many NFL teams have their best coach in their history not be the one that won the Super Bowl?
Right.
So obviously Andy is above Doug, even though Doug has a special place in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have another coach who went to two Super Bowls and won one, it's hard to keep Andy in that spot, you know?
Unless that coach is gone in 2 years.
Even if he is.
See, what hurts Doug is that he didn't have a long enough tenure.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying about Nick.
What I'm saying. I was being facetious when I said it.
Got it.
To the point, Doug was gone 2 years after he won the Super Bowl.
Right. So which Nick, stopped him from.
Yes. So if Nick can win this, and I do believe, listen, I think people are ready to move on from Coach Reed. I think people appreciate what Coach did while he was here. But he didn't win it, and he's having such a long story career in Kansas City that we're almost being erased from his coaching resume. Like, it'll be there, but it's almost forgotten because it's been so long that he's been out there in Kansas City. And that's another reason why I want to see Nick around here for a while. I think Nick is the type of coach that could be here a decade.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
He wins the Super Bowl here, you know. And remember, Doug could have stayed.
Yeah.
But Doug wanted to pick his own coordinators, and they told him no, and then he decided to leave. So, all right, 215-592-9494. By the way, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad the Eagles are facing the Chiefs again in the Super Bowl, or do you wish it was the Bills? 61.5% say they are glad it was the Chiefs. Joining us next, the great Donovan McNabb. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.